I know all of you have been following the issues here with the Chicago Public Schools, where the teachers are refusing to go back into the classroom, and there's been many debates about that. But, you know, the upshot of all of that is that we have a lot of people needing to stay home now to make sure their children are remote learning. And that's been very hard on families. It's been hard on men and women, but I think women have been hit maybe particularly hard because they still tend to be the ones doing the caretaking and making sure the kids are okay. And here with me to talk a little bit about this is somebody who's an expert on gender issues in the workplace, Tricia Benn. She is an executive at C-Suite Network and the general manager of the Hero Club, which is a group of CEOs and investors who commit to a life of balance of hard work while giving back to the communities. Hi, Tricia. How are you? Thank you for joining me.
Great, Karen. So wonderful to be here with you today and such an important topic to cover.
It is. So how bad of a situation is it for women? How would you rate how the pandemic has created problems for women in the workplace?
This really is a huge challenge. We're seeing what may be a permanent shift in the workplace and also our spending habits and really truly the look of perhaps losing decades of progress in diversity and inclusion in the workplace. So this is pretty monumental, Karen. Nothing like anything you and I have ever seen.
So, you know, so women are still, you know, again, if you ask men and women, I think men traditionally have said, yeah, I'm taking up half the work when it comes to this stuff. But the truth of the matter is, when you do these surveys, is that women are really doing the caretaking, the shopping, the cooking, a lot of it. I'm not saying men don't do this. I'm just saying women still traditionally take on those responsibilities. And when you have a job, this is very difficult. Tell me what you think is happening. Do you think that women are just relinquishing, just saying, listen, it's too hard. I have to quit my job or go part-time to take care of kids because my husband won't do it or my husband shouldn't do it?
I think there's some really practical decisions that are getting made. Women are still making only 82 cents on the dollar. If you look at the median of nearly half of working women, it's $10.93 an hour. And what that means, and it's even worse for Black and Hispanic women. So when you look at the average of over $1,200 a month for childcare for one child, you're looking at 3 weeks of free work against all of these new added responsibilities, which we're seeing as being at least 3 hours a day for women on average.
I mean, that's astounding. Tell me a little bit about the issue. Has there been any progress in the issue of daycare and child care? Because it seems to me that this issue always comes back to that.
Yeah, so, you know, men have taken on a tremendous amount of responsibility compared to what it used to be.
Right.
Certainly. And also we have about 1.5 million dads that are stay-at-home dads now. So that is all certainly on the increase. Men also think that they're doing equal amounts of work.
Right.
So there seems to be a little bit of a disconnect in the family unit when it comes to equal amount of work and what that actually represents. So there's definitely a disconnect that we're seeing in the data. And maybe a great opportunity for some real conversation.
Let me get real specific. And again, Trish, I'm not asking you to figure out the whole world and put an end to gender inequity. But what, as a woman, you've got a husband, you know, you've got a good relationship, you've got a couple of kids, and now you have this pandemic and the children have to be at home and they have to be supervised. Maybe they're too young to really be autonomous in the learning process. You've got dogs to walk and shopping to do. How would you suggest dealing with that as a woman in the family environment?
I think it's really critical that we use what's happening to reframe to the positive. And I think so often we get stuck on this isn't the same, therefore it's bad. So I am always, and certainly in C-Suite Network, that is our focus every day, is this is where we are. So what are those solutions, measurable outcomes, critical conversations, you know, that we can be having? And that's our personal lives and our work lives. There's nothing like outcome orientation right now. So how do we get to the best outcomes? How do we agree on what those outcomes are that we want? And then how do we contribute to that success? And I think that framework is just so critically important. And I think there are some keys as women, we've seen over decades of research, we tend to be harder on ourselves, we carry more weight, we underestimate our contribution. So I think that's something that's just really critical that we can focus on and really sort of take the load off of our shoulders just a little bit so that we can move forward and really help lead people to what could be tremendous opportunity and flexibility in the workplace that as I said, creates more options rather than less.
Tricia, I practice in the area of family law, and I see this dynamic, and again, this is not to berate men at all, because there are so many men, as you say, have stepped up, and they're going to all the soccer games, and they're doing the driving, and doing a lot of the work raising children, and mothers are out working, so that was very different than when I grew up in my neighborhood, but I do see, and I do hear women talk about how they had to clean the house and they had to do all the shopping and they had to do all the cooking and they had to do all the driving. And I just wonder if communication is not an issue here, because if you're married to a nice person and you said, listen, I can't do all this, I can't make food from scratch. Maybe you don't have to make food from scratch. Maybe you can do something else. But is there a point where maybe we should just say the communication lines need to be better at home to divvy up the work? And to make sure that you're not overworked and you're not overexhausted.
I couldn't agree more, Karen. For me, I've been an executive at 3 enterprise-sized organizations. I'm a partner in C-Suite Network and building that. I have a 10-year-old, 15-year-old, 21-year-old.
Oh, wow.
And my husband did stay at home for several years because my career had me flying across countries and state and so on. And we do that. We sit down, and we did that right at the beginning of COVID. I wasn't traveling anymore. What are the chores and responsibilities this family has to be able to be successful? And we walked through it. And that worked for us. And certainly my husband is back in the workplace and has been for about a year and a half now. The kids were old enough. But those conversations are critical conversations to have. And it's not about one person being a bad person. It's about here we are as a team. And I think whether that's at home or in the workplace, it just creates that opportunity for conversation and understanding and alignment, you know, on how we're going to go forward and succeed together.
And I suppose that kind of teamwork excels, you know, it works with everything. It works with raising children. It works with everything else in your life. One of the interesting statistics that I saw, and I don't know to spit it out now, but, you know, men are staying at home, and you're seeing a lot more of that. But there's still a stigma, I think, for men staying at home. And I think that I've heard that employers, when they see a gap in a man's employment history and he explains it by saying, I did stay at home for 2 years to take care of my children, that still does not really resonate with employers. Do you know if that's in fact the case?
We certainly have research that shows that and that there's more isolation, more stigma, more challenges for stay-at-home dads. I really, truly hope that this kind of shift that we're seeing, the greater flexibility, the more inclusive approach to how we win successfully, whether that's our family and who can do what, loves to do what to help us succeed, whether it's our teams at work, whether it's our companies, all of that opportunity to actually appreciate the different pieces that everybody brings and to carve our lives out for ourselves. It's not about living to somebody else's standard. It's about the mission we're currently on and how we want to live our lives. And I think this is an opportunity where we can look at reframing our personal lives, our work lives, and how we want to be participating in all of the aspects of our lives and the impact we want to have with the work that we do.
And I think maybe you answered this question, but maybe, you know, what are the good, I mean, we're hearing so many of the bad things about the pandemic and how difficult it is for families and women and men and everyone. But like, what are the, and you're right, the one I'm going to ask you, what are some of the good things? I think you've answered partly that, and that is you're rethinking the traditional roles. We're rethinking, instead of just doing what everybody else thinks you should do, is to recreate your own design that matches your needs. But what are some of the positive things about this pandemic, in your view, that you've seen in the workplace?
It's an opportunity to really reconsider what we're focused on. So if our mission is to succeed as a company, to have the impact, for the case of C-Suite Network, our impact is that we want to be the driving force of helping great leaders that care about their communities, that care about their employees and the impact that they have. We want to help them move faster. We want to help them succeed faster. Well, whether our team is in the office, this office, that office, or they find better ways to do things faster and more efficiently and more effectively, I'm going to go for the latter. And I think as we look at, again, our personal lives, our work lives, how do we drive to that outcome? And this is an opportunity where we're all having to rethink. I just spoke with Daniel Burris recently. He's a global futurist. And he said, listen, help people walk into the future, create some certainty for them. And those are the outcomes. So whether we're speaking with our spouses or partners, with our family that's supporting us and raising our children, in the case of, you know, single parents, or our bosses, our partners in business, whatever it may be, really being able to say these are outcomes we're looking for and create some certainty and the flexibility we need to be able to do the things we want to do in our personal lives, and have that reflect more positively in the outcomes of what we're doing in our external lives, in business or in the community.
Tricia, just a really quick last question here. We just had about 1,600 brand new lawyers get sworn in this last week. And I think about new lawyers, and I think about people coming into the workforce now, maybe for the first time. What are some pieces of advice? I mean, you're a CEO, and so you deal a lot with leaders, but you also know how employees succeed. And if you could give us just like 20 seconds of what are some of your bullet point tips for employees?
I love your approach, Karen. There's nothing like hard work and making it smart work. So you want to have impact with it. So I think the other thing is you don't have to be perfect and you don't have to be everything to everyone in your life. So really focus on the outcomes that you're driving to and let the rest go, and then be mission driven. It's not about you and your ego. It's about how you're delivering on some mission that you want to be part of. And I think if you think of things that way, it makes it so much easier. And Karen, just for women, I always have to say, my grandmother said a woman needs to have money in her purse.
That sounds like always good. Thank you, yes. Tricia Benn. Thank you so much for joining us with the C-Suite Network. And we're going to take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk mediation.